And I suppose somebody's all the time running and knocking over everything, bumping into stuff, and then all, you say, my goodness, he is the...
terrible somebody.
Yeah, and say he is awful.
Awful man.
And, but now suppose he didn't really mean to do all this. It's just because he couldn't help it. Like he walked by a chair and he knocked over something. You say he is what?
Pitiful.
That's right. But would you say he was awkward or clumsy? Or?
Clumsy.
Yeah, some people just naturally are.
And of course I'll fall myself.
Me too, for listening to that. I misjudge. I misjudge the distance is wrong. Okay, I suppose you're going to say somebody as stupid as they can be, and you say, all say, he is just a... What would you say he was? He just really didn't have it.
I wouldn't say he was stupid. I just say he really ain't got it all.
Yeah, he just not all
that. Yeah, that it all of it ain't together.
And suppose somebody's real stingy, they just can't let go of a penny. You say he is an awful...
awful person.
Yeah, would you say he was generous or... Oh, he was not generous, he was what?
Stingy.
Yeah, just as tight as it could be.
That's right.
Now, suppose somebody is a real nice person and they don't try to act stuck up in prison all the time. You say, well, he's just a real nice, friendly, you know...
kindly person.
Yeah, you would say he's not the least bit...
stuck up or
yeah,
nothing.
Doesn't have his nose up in the ass.
No.
All right, now suppose that I was... I didn't know why, but I was sort of upset and nervous, and I just kept on... and the doorbell rang, and I jumped like that, you know, and all this, and I'm just... You'd say I was what?
Nervous.
Yeah, in other words, I was sort of uneasy.
Yeah, nervous.
All right, now suppose there's somebody, old lady, as cute as she could be, and she was at a party and everything, she was really having herself a time, and all the young people couldn't do near as good as she could, and you'd say, boy, that old lady is so...
got plenty of pill.
Yeah, that's right, got plenty of pill. Okay, and then suppose I said, today, I would have to go and, you know, I'd fix me some instant coffee savings. But last, say 10 years ago, I fixed coffee another way. I
boil it.
Yeah, now I suppose it would be, in other words, something I used to do. You'd say, I used to do it this way. Now, how would you say that?
I said, well, I used to make coffee this way.
But now I do this.
Make instant.
I don't like it, do you? Instant coffee. Mm-hmm. Terrible. Now suppose somebody says, well, said don't worry about her. Says she puts on all these ads and she acts like she got so much and everything. But she's not anymore.
Ain't no better than nobody.
No, that's right. And she's not accustomed to it. You say she's not used to it, would you say she's
yeah, I mean,
she just not
ain't used to nothing.
That's right. She don't know how to do it, but she's not used to it.
You know.
Suppose somebody is always slam banging around and they're not the least bit careful with anything. They just, you know, look like they're just in a hurry and they don't try to be careful. And then you say, she is the most...
don't care person you ever see.
That's right. Of course, I know some people like that. Mm-hmm. There's no way you can teach them either.
It sure ain't.
Now, you know, nowadays people used to say somebody that acted a little strange and say, like, for instance, they dressed a little strange and they would come peeping out of the doors and everything. That's so odd. People. You'd say they were probably a little bit
off the coat.
And now, you know, a lot of times people say they're queer. Well, nowadays, queer means something besides being off in the head. It means something else. Nowadays, it means you're either like a, you know, a fairy or something.
Yeah, right.
Something odd about it. So that's one of, do you know today, do you have a different idea in your head when somebody says queer? Do you think about them being, you know, odd people?
Yeah.
Okay, now, suppose I said, I want you to do something. You said, I am not going to do it. And I said, oh, come on, I want you to do something. You said, no, I'm not. And I said, you are so, you know, determined. What would you say?
I'd say, well, you're so mean till it's pitiful.
And you're so stubborn. You're the stubborn. You ever say stubborn as a dog?
Yeah, I said, you're the stubbornest person I ever seen in my life.